The memorial to the former synagogue, the religious and cultural heart of the Jewish community. Heinsberg enjoyed a vibrant Jewish presence for many centuries. Records show that there were 65 Jews on the citizens' register in 1927. They were merchants or retailers, butchers or livestock dealers. The synagogue, built in 1811, formed the religious and cultural heart of the small Jewish community. The place of worship was a somewhat plain building, sited in the backyard of Hochstrasse 89. The seizing of power by the National Socialists in 1933 meant disenfranchisement, persecution, and extermination for the Jewish population. During the Nazi pogroms, carried out on the night of the 9th to the 10th of November 1938, synagogues were set alight all over Germany, Jewish shops destroyed, and Jews arrested. In Heinsberg, the attackers did not burn down the synagogue. They feared that the fire would spread to the surrounding buildings. However, the synagogue didn't escape entirely unscathed. Its windows were smashed, furniture destroyed, and sacred objects thrown into the street. Reports state that this all took place while many of Heinsberg's citizens stood by, impassively watching the destruction. In March 1942, Heinsberg's remaining Jewish population was rounded up in the former Manassas Lewis tannery on the Westpromenade, and from there deported to extermination camps. Every one of them was murdered. 45 brass memorial plates called Stolpersteine, embedded in pavements across Heinsberg, commemorate the victims of the Shoah. The synagogue was destroyed during Allied bombing raids in 1944. A memorial plaque at Hochstrasse 89 indicates that the Heinsberg Synagogue was previously located here.